For this Tuesday, March 18th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. The MSD of North Posey County is launching the North Posey Safety Series, partnering with our families to protect our future. This is a new initiative dedicated to educating and supporting families on key safety issues. The first event in the series, Protecting Our Kids in the Cyber World, will focus on the challenges and dangers children face online and how families can take proactive steps to keep them safe. The event is tonight at 6:30 in the North Posey High School Auditorium. This evening's presentation will include a few speakers, including Charles Carter, who is the school resource officer for the MSD of North Posey County, Kyle Reedford, who is the detective for the Posey County Sheriff's Office, and Thomas Clowers, who is the Posey County prosecutor. Again, the presentation begins at 6:30 in the North Posey High School Auditorium. It was announced Sunday evening that USI women's basketball will be playing in the 48-team WNIT for a second straight year. Yesterday, the complete bracket for the tournament was revealed. USI women's basketball will face the winner of the first-round matchup between Coastal Carolina and Campbell University. Those two teams play on Thursday at 5 p.m. The date, time, and location for the Screaming Eagles game will be determined later in the week. Second-round games are played March 23rd through the 25th. The Screaming Eagles record is 22-12. The transfer portal has not officially opened for Division I men's basketball yet, but it was announced on Monday that the Evansville Purple Aces will be losing a couple of key players to the portal. Junior guard Tayshawn Comer will enter the transfer portal after starting all 32 games this season and averaging 16.2 points per game and 4.1 assists per game. Freshman guard Gabriel Pizzato is the other UE player that announced he will be tapping into the transfer portal after scoring 14.9 points per game over the course of 24 games this year. The NCAA men's basketball tournament tips off tonight with a pair of play-in games at 5:40. 16 seeds St. Francis and Alabama State will battle, and then at 8:10, it's the 11 seeds North Carolina and San Diego State. Tomorrow evening, there will be two more play-in contests at 5:40. It's the 16 seeds Mount St. Mary's and American playing. They will be followed by 11 seeds Xavier and Texas at 8:10. After Wednesday night, we will have the 64-team field, and the first-round games take place all day Thursday and Friday. The four-seeded Purdue Boilermakers play Thursday at 11:40 a.m. against 13-seed High Point. Also early on Thursday at 11:15 a.m., the Louisville Cardinals, who are an 8-seed, they will take on number 9-seed Creighton. Friday evening is when the number 3-seed Kentucky Wildcats play their first-round contest. It'll be against 14-seed Troy. From the NBA last night, the Indiana Pacers earned a hard-fought win in Minnesota over the Timberwolves in overtime, 132-130. Indiana played without four of their starters. Obi Toppin picked up the slack with 34 points and 10 rebounds. Toppin was 7-for-10 from three-point range and made the go-ahead three-point shot with less than 5 seconds. The Pacers' win ended the Timberwolves' eight-game winning streak, and the Pacers improved to 38-29 overall. Indiana is back at home on Wednesday evening to start a five-game homestand against the Dallas Mavericks. That's news and sports for this Tuesday, March 18th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.